This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Melissa R. Tafoya. Date of birth, April 28, 1978. Case ID number is 6130771. Date of exam, August 10, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 5/23/2022. Identifying information. This is a 45-year-old married female with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hepatitis C virus / liver disease, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and major depressive disorder / generalized anxiety disorder. History of the claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2022, where she worked for the public schools as a nutritional supervisor for 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a mobile home with her husband, who is working, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, hepatitis C virus, liver disease. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, major depressive disorder / generalized anxiety disorder. History of allegations. Number one, hepatitis C with liver disease. The claimant states that in 2014, she was diagnosed with hepatitis C. She was treated on June the 14th, 2014, and was apparently cured, but found out later that the virus had returned, and she does not qualify for assistance in receiving a second treatment. She states the character of her abdominal pain is a sharp pain located in the left upper quadrant area that does not radiate to any other place of her abdomen. She does not complain of right upper quadrant pain where her liver is at. She states that when she does have cramping pain, she has it for 2 hours, and it's usually every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, no diarrhea, comma, but weakness. The claimant has lost approximately 80 pounds within the last couple of years, secondary to her diabetes being uncontrolled. She denies any history of constipation, comma, melena, comma, or hematemesis. The claimant states she is food intolerant to lemon at this time. She was diagnosed with hepatitis C and liver disease with gastritis, which was cured but has reappeared at this time in her labs. She is presently on no medications for her stomach. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2012 she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 80 pounds. She denies any organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does have numbness and tingliness of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 90 and 150. Her last blood glucose level was 139 milligrams / DL. She states the lowest it has been is been 90 milligrams / DL, and that the highest it's ever been is 600 milligrams / DL. She is presently on metformin 500 milligrams QD, Furixa 10 milligrams QD, and pioglitazone 15 milligrams QD. She states that her last hemoglobin A1C was 8. She is not being followed by a physician, has not seen a physician for approximately 1 year, secondary to lack of funds. allegations number 3, generalized anxiety disorder with major depressive disorder. The claimant states that in 2013, she was suffering from severe depression and anxiety. She states her job was very stressful and she was not able to sleep at night. She complains of decreased appetite, anger episodes, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, crying spells, and not wanting to be with any people at all. She states she's isolated herself from everyone because of her depression, and her physician is Dr. Jose Egoa. She does have a history of suicidal attempt and ideation, and states when she was younger, she did try to take an overdose of pills to kill herself. She states that she has sadness in her heart because her son hates her, and her other son hasn't been seen in 7 years. She is presently on lorazepam, 2 milligrams TID, escitalopram, 20 milligrams QD, and trazodone, 50 milligrams BID. Her condition appears to be an ongoing situation and appears to be fairly stable. She is in a good marriage, and her husband is very supportive. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 60 feet, stand for 40 minutes, climb 3 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 8 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant states that she does have an assisted device, which is a cane that she uses, especially when she goes out. Her physician is Dr. Jose Pena. She is presently on tramadol, 50 milligrams TID, and meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD for pain. She states she does minimal physical activity and is unable to even cook for herself at this time. Family history. Her father died of kidney disease. He had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and was on dialysis. Her mother died also in her 50s and from coronary artery disease, kidney failure, cardiac arrest. She has 2 brothers. One brother died at the age of 52 from complications of diabetes mellitus and alcohol abuse, and a second brother who died at the age of 57 from diabetes mellitus and substance abuse as well. Medications, cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, escitalopram, 20 milligrams QD, Furixa, 10 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams QD, lorazepam, 2 milligrams TID, pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD, trazodone, 15 milligrams BID, albuterol inhaler, 0.083% TID, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, and tramadol, 50 milligrams TID. Medical problems, hypertension, history of hepatitis C times 2 with inflammation of the liver, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, with a history of diabetic ketoacidosis in 2022, hyperlipidemia, history of seizure disorder as a child, anxiety slash depression, major surgery, hysterectomy with right oophorectomy on November the 3rd, 2012. History of C-section. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but did have a seizure. Her last seizure was in 2005. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant does have a history of hepatitis C times 2. She denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 125 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1 half inch. BP, 126 over 83 mmHg. Heart rate, 84 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 24.5. General. This is a 45-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was tearful during the examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with some retinal changes noted on examination. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not cleared to auscultation, and the claimant appeared to have congestion and wheezes with decreased breath sounds. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Abdomen. Abdomen was soft but tender, especially on the left flank area, and slightly distended on palpation. The claimant had decreased active bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ medley or other mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. After the last sentence, the claimant appeared to have atrophy of all four extremities. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have some tattoos. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant showed no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. However, the claimant appears to have muscle wasting of all four extremities. There is normal range of motion. of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion. But decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had the claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, as well as walking at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she does require a cane at all time for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of muscle wasting of all four extremities. The claimant was unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some minor limitations in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, comma, generalized weakness, comma, and major depressive disorder / generalized anxiety disorder. Probable diagnoses, number one, hepatitis C virus / liver disease. Has been treated. The claimant states that she has been reinfected and has not received a second treatment to resolve her condition. Her condition, although appears to be stable, and they might be coming up with antibodies, which will always be present once a claimant has had a hepatitis C infection. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8%. However, the claimant is not taking all her medications. She has not seen a physician for more than a year, secondary to lack of funds. She's more likely than not uncontrolled at this time. Allegation number three, major depressive disorder / generalized anxiety disorder. Being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to be in a major depressive episode at this time and does not appear to be doing too well, secondary to not being on any kind of antidepressants. She does have family support of her husband by her side. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melissa R. Tafoya.